put the ace in angel face. This is your lady with Inequality Productions, the podcast that ain't frontin'. So let's get serious.
Hello, what's going on?
You tell me with your little pigtails, man.
Ain't nothing with me. I'm just over here trying to chat. I chatted up about rap music. Are you a rapper?
Nah, I'm a writer slash producer, though.
Yeah, just so you write bars for rappers?
No, I write books for a living, and I turn my
books. Nice.
And I turn my books. Well, right now I turn my book into a TV series. If you look on my profile, you click on my link as one of my episodes up there. Maybe you
maybe you go
check it out.
Yeah, what do you write your books about?
The streets. You like street hood movies?
I honestly don't really watch a lot of movies, but if I did, I probably enjoy. I enjoy anything that's real. You know what I mean. So if you talking real, which it sounds like it is, then I probably like it.
Oh, okay. Where you from?
From Massachusetts.
Oh, sure. You way out there.
Yeah. A lot of people I talk to are in Cali. Are you in Cali?
Nah, I'm in Jersey.
Jersey. Okay, well, that's actually close. That's still the east side, really.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm a, like I said, female rapper. My name is Angel Face.
Female rapper. Let me hear a song.
I used to let people hear something when I was 14 years old. I'm trying to pass that type of hype. Really, I'm not looking for like quick fame. I've been doing this for 20 years, so.
And how old you are?
I'm 30. You?
I'm 30 as well.
Okay, okay. Yeah, my site is angelraps.com. And it's kind of funny. I do funny stuff. Some people got to do funny things to kind of stand out.
What's your name on YouTube? I mean YouTube. On Instagram.
Well, it's the same name I have on here. See, it's spelled a little bit different. That's just how I decided to spell Angel Face at a young age. And
how you
stuck with it.
How you spell it on YouTube?
A-Y-N.
A-Y-N.
J-E. Yeah.
J-E.
J-E-W-L.
Uh-huh.
F-A-Y.
Uh-huh.
C-C.
I think with this little angel thing, with a little, look like a zero or something?
Yes, that's my logo. That's my logo, yeah.
I think you got a gold mask on in one of your pictures?
Maybe, yeah.
I just followed you under J Ledbetter.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hopefully you'll follow me back.
Yeah, I mean, I just followed you on here. Where did you follow me? On YouTube?
Yeah, I followed you on YouTube, too. I followed you on here, too.
Okay. All right. I will check it out. I will see what's good. So when you said a producer, you're talking about, like, a video producer.
Uh-huh.
Movie.
I produce movies and short film videos.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will follow you back.
Yeah, hopefully you go watch my episode and tell me what you think about it, though. All you gotta do is click on the link that's on my profile, and take you right to it.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Well, let me know, though, man. Be easy.
Okay, you too, man. Take care.
Hey guys, if you like what's going on, please log on to angelraps.com and give me a little donation, because without you, there ain't nothing I'm making. So who raps? Angel Raps at angelraps.com. And we back. Thank you for your continued listening. I'm paired with another mother, and we about to get into it.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Are you an artist or anything like that?
No, I'm not.
No, you're just coming on talking and trying to vibe with people or whatnot.
Well, what I actually do is I sell lingerie and adult novelty items.
Wow.
So I'm just trying to network.
Right. I think we all are in a way. Yeah. I'm a female rapper, so that's what I do. Huh?
Oh, you're a rapper. Okay.
Yep. My name is Angel Face, and my site is angelraps.com.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great.
You got an Instagram or something?
YouTube.
You do YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. What's your name on there?
Your Pleasure 721.
Okay, Your Pleasure. I'm going to write it down and check your 721.
It's the same that's on my profile here. On Stereo. Now, are you on YouTube or Instagram?
Yes. Yeah.
Which okay. one?
Both. I'm on Both. Everything. Yeah.
You're on everything. Okay.
Yeah.
I can follow you on YouTube.
Okay.
What name are you using on YouTube?
The same as my username on here. We've got both the same idea.
Okay. So that's A Y N J E W L. Because once you leave, it'll be gone. So hold on a minute so I can write it down.
Okay.
A-N-J-E-W-L-S-B-Y-C-C.
Yep. F-A-Y-C-C.
Okay.
Just A-Y. Weird spelling, but it's Angel Face.
Yeah. Angel yeah. Face. Okay. All right. Yeah. I see the halo up there.
Yeah. Okay.
J-E-W-L-F-S-A-Y-C-E.
C-C.
F-A-Y-C-C.
Yes, double C. Yep.
Okay. I better type that in now.
Okay, so do you make up your designs or?
No, I sell through a distributor.
Okay,
but I have a website. I have a website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not quite a designer.
I don't have inventory in my home. Okay. I used to have a store, a physical location. Had that for about 15 years, and then people kind of went to the website side of things.
Yeah, and then you were like, why not? Websites are way easier to deal with, right?
Yeah, because I don't have to have any inventory. See, I don't have inventory in my house.
Right. Yeah, and see,
What do you sell?
I sell Mary Kay, so I get that. Like, I have a web page and... But the way that they set it up, I guess you have to buy inventory to be active. If you're not active and someone buys on the site, then you have to pay full price for the product. So it's kind of sticky.
No, mine doesn't work that way. I just pay the distributor X amount of dollars a month, mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. do everything. They take care of everything else.
Wow.
Yep.
How did you get hooked up with that?
Through the distributor that I was dealing with when I owned the physical location.
Yeah.
It was the same distributor.
Well, because I went to school for product development. And
Oh, you did?
Yes. I went out in L.A. and I went to I went to the Fashion Institute of Merchandise and Design. Yeah.
Well, I went to the high school of fashion industry.
Oh, where at?
In New York City.
In New York, was it Parsons or? No.
No. No, but go ahead. So you went to.
Yeah, no, I learned like the ins and the outs and just kind of, you know, that you have, you know, the tech packs, how to be a designer, how to reach out, you know, to these companies if you want to do it domestic or, you know, somewhere else. And but I never really understood how boutiques like operate that don't, you know, actually send out to the factories and get their designs made. Like, so that means someone else is making these designs. Like, I'm just confused.
Okay,
like,
well,
how
first, to... first there's a, well, of course somebody has to create the design and that whole thing. But then that, yeah. Then there's the manufacturer. And the distributor deals with the manufacturer and the retailer deals with the distributor.
Mm-hmm.
So the designer, I'm assuming, they make up their line, and then they sell mm-hmm. it. They market it, and manufacturers pick it up. Well, a manufacturer means that you make it, but I don't think I know the manufacturer is not making these things. But that's kind of how it works. It's like a four-party line, but by the time it gets to the customer, I would be the retailer.
Yeah.
Let's say you come into the store, you're the customer, I'm the retailer. I go to the distributor to buy because I buy wholesale from the distributor.
Right. Right. Okay. So you have like a wholesale website that you go to and you're like, ooh, I like this design, I like that design, I'm gonna buy X of them.
Right, exactly.
Except when it's online and you don't have to buy, are you still buying wholesale and they put like that into a certain department in their, you know, facility for you? Or?
No, what they do is I get to pick my markup price for the item. So let's say the item is $10
mm-hmm.
and I want to do a 1.5 markup. Mm-hmm. So that $10 mm-hmm. item would now cost 20, was it 20 or 25? Let's see, 1 times 10 is 10, 20. That one, that would be, that $10 item would now cost someone $25.
Right.
So the distributor lists the item for $25 because that's what I'm selling it for.
Yeah. Okay. Huh.
And then out of that, the customer still pays shipping. And mm-hmm. the distributor takes out what they're charging me monthly, plus they take a percentage of that sale.
So basically you built up your customer base from your original store? Like
right.
the physical store?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Or from anywhere. I mean, it's online, so you can get customers from anywhere.
True, but you gotta market it in order to really have yourself shine, you know.
Right. Well, the store location is closed, so I'm not marketing it there. I'm marketing it on these different websites: Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, places like that. So to mark in the street, leaving cards on shelves, you know, at the cash checkout, when you check out somewhere, handing the clerk a card, you know, bumping into somebody in the street and giving them a card.
But I mean, it's really cool that, you know, now you don't have to buy that big inventory. Do you still have to like put up money up front? Like you have to like say, I'm going to sell this many of these products from you?
No, all I have to do is give the distributor. Well, they bill me. They take it out, automatically comes out, every month. That's all I have to do.
Wow. Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a subscription. You had a subscription with them, basically. Right?
No.
No.
No, it's not a subscription. Because I get to, well, it's not a subscription, but I have access to their whole catalog, all their items.
Yeah.
And all I do is I tell them what my markup is.
Oh, okay.
1.5. So whatever somebody goes on and buys, they mark it up 1.5 and then charge them the shipping and take mm-hmm. out a fee for doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
And right. then they send me a check for the difference.
It sounds kind of like I do. Have you ever heard of Zazzle?
What, Dazzle?
Zazzle. It's Zazzle.
What do they do?
Well, it's kind of like Shopify, but it's free, you know, and you can pick blank like canvases or different items. They have a bunch of different items, and then you can put like a little picture that you want on the item, and then you can decide what you want your markup price to be. Whether it be a 50% markup, you know, or less than.
Uh-huh.
And they do the same thing. They ship it out. And
well, let me give you my website, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you can, if you go to, it's www.sensualessentialsonline.com. But if you just go to my if you go to my YouTube channel,
the link is there.
Yeah, the link is there. Make it much easier for you.
Okay.
Now, which one of these on YouTube? Which one of these pictures is you?
The one with the logo. It's the black and gold logo.
Okay. Do you have on a blue shirt in one with a guy laughing? Is that you? It seems to be spelled different.
Yeah,
you broke it up into two words. Okay.
Yeah, angel face.
Okay. All right. Where angel wraps, you have on like an orange type rust color shirt. Is that you? It says angel wrap. That must be you because it's got that little halo over it. That's gotta be you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, most of them are me, but my main one is just the angel face. It's got the black background, and it's a logo. So,
a logo.
Yeah, for the picture.
A logo. Well, yeah. I've definitely got angel face pulled up. It's just
yeah.
I just have to figure out which one to click on. That's all. So let's see. I'll just click on the one that, well, they're old. What I'm seeing is like 3 years old.
Yeah, you want to get something that's recent. I yeah.
2 years ago, 3 years ago. So you don't do much on here then?
No, I do. Right now I'm putting out videos every other week, every other Friday.
Okay. Well, I'll just click on one. Let's see.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yes.
Okay.
So whatever that one's, yeah, I was promoting a new song kind of with that. It was like creating
that
a whole
color shirt, yeah.
Image or whatever. Yeah. So that that's the one that I'm putting stuff out recent on. So you can follow that one.
Okay. I just subscribed.
All right. I will find you. I'm just on this app. I know you can go out of this app on the phone, but I'll do it after I got your information written down, and I'll see that you have followed me, and then I will.
I'm just going to say hello, so it'll be easy for you to
find you?
To find me when you go on that particular one.
Okay. All right.
Now, I've sold Scentsy. That was a hard one to sell. Now, that's that upline stuff. That's different than owning. See, I have my own domain, website, domain, and everything. I'm not like a where you have to go through somebody else to, and you have these tiers of people, you know, the director and somebody else. There's nobody else but me. And I own my domain.
Okay.
So it's not like a Scentsy or an Avon or what's that other one, that $5 jewelry place?
I don't know.
That sells the $5 jewelry?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's not like Avon and what's the other makeup company?
Mary
Kay. The more high-end one. Well, you know how they work. You know how they work. They have different levels and whatnot. You bring people in, and then that pulls you a level up higher and all that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, with Mary Kay, you don't even have... Well, you can have levels, but everyone still makes the same percentage and has the same benefits.
Yeah. So. Well, mine is not like that. It's just me. It's just me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I will check that out.
And,
nice chatting with you.
Yeah, same here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. If you like what's going on, please log on to angelraps.com and give me a little donation, because without you, there ain't nothing I'm making. So who raps? Angel Raps at angelraps.com. And we back. Thank you for your continued listening. I'm paired with another mother. And we about to get into it.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm Tony. Nice to meet you.
Are you Tony Montana?
No, I'm just Tony.
Okay. Oh, it's funny. I was just paired with someone for just a second, and the lady was like, I don't want to hear none of that shit today. But we didn't say anything. And then she hung up.
Was it the old lady, Lula May?
Maybe. She had all the flowers in her hair.
Yeah, I always come across the shit like, who the hell are you? I'm like, who the hell are you? What the fuck? Like, come on. Come on. I don't know you. You don't know me. I don't care about you.
Yeah, how funny is this fucking app? Like, for, you know, say an old lady, right? Like, you know how grandmas, they want to call everyone in the family and they always want to be on the phone. That's like what they do for a living, you know? I don't know if you ever met anyone like that.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I did. I met this lady. She was like 80, 90. And that's just, she loved to talk on the phone. She would play her messages on the phone like over and over again.
Okay.
But anyways, what's up with you? What are you, let me ask you this. Why are you on here? Like, what's your purpose? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I started doing the stereo app simply just to start doing podcasts and try to get people to come over and do podcasts with me. From my other parts of entertainment, like a dance, I write, I sing, all types of similes.
Very nice.
I'm doing a lot. But when I got on here, I just noticed that since everybody just can focus on my voice, let me just do different things for my voice. So I then came on here, did characters from different cartoons and people. And then I decided, hey, why not just create my own narrative and make my own story in the stereo app?
So
I don't linked up with a couple people. They're doing their own skits. So I'm doing my skits while I'm in their skits and adding people to my skit. So in the midst of all this, I done created 4 to 5 people. I done created a restaurant called Stereo Soul. And it's kind of fun and interesting what you can do on this app.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing that for a minute. I came on and I would play like a little intro. Last night, that's what I was doing. I played me a little intro, and then I was actually paired with rappers all last night, and then all of a sudden today I'm paired with, I don't know, random people. One dude had a couple of hookups for me. He gave me a couple people to follow. Another lady was a fashion not a fashion designer, but she she had a boutique online selling like lingerie. So we chopped it up for a minute, but now meeting you, you sound really cool and you do a lot of fun stuff. I do a lot of fun stuff too. What's your favorite thing to do?
Well, right now it's this right here where I just sit on here and make voices and do interesting things and make fun. I roast people too, so I don't just roast. I don't troll people. But like say you was in a chat, you was in a live doing a live with somebody else, and I came in there something being disrespectful, I would end their whole fucking life on the stereo app for at least a day or two in 1 minute or less.
Yeah, how you do that?
Oh, I just sit there and say random stuff that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Hey, as long as it's funny, people laughing, you making a show, right? That's what this is about.
And it's like, I spend a lot of time roasting, so it's easy. That shit is so fucking easy. And then I do it in an Italian accent. That make it even more funny.
Yeah. Okay, I see. So you kind of, all right, I see what you're doing. But do you do anything like seriously, or most of the stuff you do is kind of just for fun?
I mean, I do it for, it seems like I'm doing it for fun, but I'm doing it seriously. Because I build my portfolio every day. Like, my Instagram is filled with a lot of my dancing, my writing, and all my visual artwork. Because I'm a visual artwork person. Like, as far as like all my, like, if I wanted to show you a painting, I would rather show it to you in video versus just on the canvas.
So what's your Instagram?
It's Hush the Smoker. I followed you.
Oh, you found me?
Yeah.
Hush the Smoker. All right, I'll just write it down just in case. I'm gonna follow you on here. Hold on. Just so we have that. But yeah, so you do podcasts and you do them. Do you make them from this?
Yep.
Me too. Because you know what? You already public. I mean, what if these people found this? They'd be like, I can't believe this motherfucker. He put my shit up there. Cool. So I'm getting double exposure now. So let me just let everybody know that my site is angelraps.com. Exactly how it sounds. Ain't no fun and games with that spelling. It's just angelraps.com. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Yep. Pretty much like a producer, fucking do every single motherfucking thing that you could ever do for being an artist by yourself, you know. Yep. You got any teams that help you do anything?
Not really. I can't do everything on my own.
Hi, you do everything by yourself too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I promote my own shit. I edit my own shit. I record my own shit. Like, I format everything and I do it in increments so I can be able to do all of it at the same time.
Right. So, what was I gonna say? Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you located?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland. Okay, I was out there for a year or so. That's actually where that old lady lived. Nice. Okay. I actually went to jail out there too. All right. So you're gonna mix this down. What program do you use?
What I'll do is I take clips from this. Like, I don't have this connected to my YouTube right now. So I take clips. If you're on my Instagram, you'll see it. I took clips from the last roast I did, and I just put them on my Instagram. I put some in the reels, and then I put some in the regular video. And I put them on Twitter too. So it's like a lot of people see them, and it's like I kind of share them to these places that way. Yeah, people can, and I type follow me on stereo and all that good stuff, and that the view count goes up and all that good stuff. So whether somebody see the whole podcast or not, they see something from the podcast.
So it's like either way it go, I make shit pop.
Right. Okay, but you don't go with a specific company that you put your podcast up with or no. something?
No, okay. Not yet.
And you don't like edit the sound in like another program after?
Mm-mm. Not yet.
Okay.
All right. I edit my like if I do a TikTok or something, that's how I do my visual painting, because they got this thing where you can swipe and make swirls and shit. So I just make a very complex video with that.
With all the little tools that TikTok give you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's how you do your marketing. You do it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, here, and TikTok.
Yep.
Wow. Do you ever write press releases or anything?
Not yet. I'm still working on those. I did a lot. I've been doing all this stuff for like the last 7-8 years. So I've been up and down because I've been strictly independent. So I've been up and down on everything. So I like with my dancing, I'm one of the most known dancers in Cleveland, but I am not one of the most fuck with dancers in Cleveland.
Yeah. So do you make music? Did you say that or?
No, I don't make music. I know how. I don't have the equipment to make music right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I do, I do on a phone. That's the other crazy part.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Actually, I do it from 2 phones.
From 2 phones, by the way. Mm-hmm. Let's make that clear. All right. Okay. Well, I don't know. Let me see if I can link up with anyone else. I got your mm-hmm. Instagram. Plus, you said you followed me, so we'll link up. We'll be in touch. Sound good?
Yep.
All right. All right. Have a nice night.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Peace.
Hey guys, if you like what's going on, please log on to angelraps.com and give me a little donation. 'Cause without you, they ain't nothing I'm making. So who raps? Angel Raps at angelraps.com. And we back. Thank you for your continued listening. I'm paired with another mother. And we about to get into it.
Hello. How you doing, girl, with your cowgirl hat and all that?
This is no girl here. I'm a woman.
It's not?
No, I'm a woman. There's a difference.
Okay, tell me more.
What do you want to talk about?
What do you do?
What do I do? I can do anything I want to. What do you do?
I'm a female rapper.
Well, it sounds nice. So, do you know how to be in the music, or are you just a person that you make an art out of the music?
In the music, for sure.
And did you know what I meant by that?
Like the ability to vibe? Or the ability
to become your music, rather than actually talk.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. And what type of vibrations have you been creating? Can you sum it up?
Well, it's been a mix. When I first started making music 10, 15 years ago, it was a heartfelt type of music. It was a travel type music of the experiences that I had been through. And then since it never really went anywhere further than my reach, I decided to try to change in a way and maybe add some other elements, kind of like I felt like Pac did in a way by having a certain exterior to make people be able to have certain people relate to you and then be able to change their minds and have them open to different things that they normally wouldn't express.
What is your stage name?
My name is Angel Face.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Then why do you call yourself Angel Face?
Well, I made the name up when I was a girl, when I was a teen. And I thought that it would be a good one because it was a spiritual name. So I knew that I could go forward in life with it, that it wouldn't just be some street name or something, you know. So as I got older,
so your journey in music is to embody Angel Face's vibration within the music. So when you create your music, you're going to have to learn how to become Angel Face of the vibration. So you're bringing that alive with your vessel. Mm-hmm. That's your objective with your music. Right. If you truly want what you desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that perfection that you will create has to become your skill, and that's the skill that you're searching for within your music. So each song is a practice to become Angel Face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every week right now, or every other week, I'm coming out with a new song, and I have planned out about 3 years worth of content. The songs are done, and I make music videos now to all of them, lyric videos, and I have a whole promotion thing I made up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do everything myself. That's why I said, when you said about the music piece, yes, everything I am, because I make everything from scratch. I don't create. And
you spell it differently, huh? Angel.
Yeah.
Like a jewel.
Mm-hmm. But with okay. But it's missing the other E. So it's not J-E-W-E-L. It's just J-E-W-L. So, okay. Yeah, like, I don't make the exact. Some sounds I do make from scratch. I've included birds tweeting in my songs that I originally recorded. I've included me playing original instruments in there that I chop up and sample. But the majority of sounds that I can find, you know, I find sounds and then I make them from one shot sounds into the melodies I want.
Mm.
So it's a little bit different when people say they're a rapper, because most of them are finding these songs on YouTube and everything else. That's not what I do. I'm 100% create every single thing.
So you do all the editing and production on your own?
All the editing, production, all the music videos, the outfits you see, I sew them up. I mean, everything. I mean, this
okay.
is
okay. And you don't allow other people to help you? You don't pay for help?
I don't pay for help. I don't have money like that. I just,
what,
you know.
What label are you connected to?
My label is my label, IQ Productions, stands for Inequality.
Okay, so you're not working with any other labels to be a part of the machine and the industry?
Correct.
So do you put your stuff on Spotify, Vevo, yes. Video? Do you do Vevo videos?
Vevo, I'm not sure if I'm on there. I go through, you know, as a music artist, I do go through a distributor so that, you know, I get the IRSC codes and everything else so that the music can be tracked. But I don't think my distributor goes to Vevo. It goes
to
YouTube.
You have to contact Vevo and you have to pay them a deposit to have your videos streamed on Vevo to put it on YouTube so they can stream it on YouTube.
Oh. I mean, my stuff is on YouTube, but yeah, I normally don't pay anyone anything up front. I like to make money as I go. I've done that before, even with businesses. I've invested money, and if you don't have anything built, then you lose the investment if you can't, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, you know, trying to work a job and do what you love. So there's no guarantee with anything. There's no guarantee that I can devote every single second to what I'm doing all the time, though I try.
What is so different from you than other artists? What are you bringing to the table?
I mean, I think we talked a lot about what's different, because the main thing is that nobody's doing that. People are
doing what exactly?
Making their beats, recording their own stuff, mixing their own stuff, making their own videos, doing their outfits. You know, people have teams, and that's what really makes those people successful. And that's what I'm trying to do now, is to reach out and make connections. And
the industry wants to be a team player. They want you to be able to share certain percentages of your salary with them, but other contracts along with those contracts. Are you willing to compromise with a deal that fits the industry's description or what they want you to do?
I'm willing to compromise because I've done what I can do by myself. And of course, I want to review the contract, because I would like to still, if I have time, do my own thing. But
your contract, and you are only allowed to work with certain artists at a particular time through only 2 to 3 artists per year, are you willing to comply?
Well,
and collaborations.
Yeah. That'd be fine. I just don't know, as far as like, if I sign something tomorrow, does that mean, you know, that I can't put out what I have planned now?
You won't have interest the first 3 years if you're put under the machine itself. They will give you a couple of songs to select from, and you have to make it your own. You have a little limit of time of 1 week for that particular song becomes mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and if they don't like it, if they don't like that song, if it doesn't play well that first week, they pretty much get rid of you, or they backyard your whole conglomerate. So, are you willing to sign a 10-year contract with the industry if given an offer you like?
I would definitely like to review the offer and figure out exactly what you're saying. I do make songs that aren't, you know, some of my songs are not like hits, I'll tell you right now, but I do have a couple songs that I feel would perform well. And then I also understand, working with the industry, they may have a whole nother idea. They may want to change my name. They may want me to do this and that. And that's how that's going to work. That's how they're going to make me sellable material. So it's like, I'm okay with making a whole change. Yeah, whatever. Make a whole new name for me. I don't care.
Like your plastic surgeries to enhance your look.
I wouldn't do a plastic surgery, because most of the time you're just doing it for videos and pictures. And you can do, and you can easily sculpt that. You can get fake, you know, boobies and put them on. In fact, I just bought some to do some.
Your fans don't want an artist that will fake who they are. Your fans want you. You are.
Okay, then. Then I can have my original body and be natural, as an angel face would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any enhancements that you would do to your face with money?
I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't do a damn thing. Even when it comes to hair, I like to keep my natural hair. You can do whatever you want as far as putting a wig on goes and styling that, because that can still look just natural.
For clout and for a contract to be given to you. We'll send you a rapper, and this particular rapper may not be something you like, but he needs a wife that's also an artist. Are you willing to sign it on your contract for 10 years?
To be with a rapper as a husband?
Right. It's part of your contract. You're going to have to marry him, give him a child. And
definitely. It'd be nice if he was a nice guy, though.
Most of the time he will cheat. Most of the time he will leave you, of course. It comes with the territory of being a rapper. He will sleep with other women in the same household. Of course he will, in the same mansion. You will hear a hollering and screaming from the other side of the mansion. You have to turn your music up in your studio, keep working on your shit, while you're hearing another bitch fuck your man.
Well, I guess then
These are contracts that actually exist. So I'm trying to see how ready you are for that world.
I mean, if it's just for clout and we're going to be together for clout, that's fine. Don't mean I have to fuck him if he's fucking with someone
else. You laugh at another man during the interview. He sees you liking someone, he will beat on you. What you going to do then? You can't leave him until the contract is over with. You have to keep it a secret. You're going to live in a hotel while he lives in your mansion that you're paying for?
I don't know, because I don't even know if I'd be paying for it, I feel. If
no, they're automatically deduct it out of your check. It's automatic. Everything's paid for. It's part of the contract. The house,
everything's paid for. Why do I care? It's their money.
The gifts he gives you, that's all part of the contract. All for clout.
Yeah.
So are you ready for all that?
I mean, I've been through enough. Not like I haven't seen and done half of it.
You're gonna be, if you go into this world, especially the industry, you're going to go through so many different things left and right. They're going to push all your buttons.
Oh, yeah.
The only problem you're going to have is learning how to deal with your own pain and be resilient. That's the only problem you'll have. Which is a very tough problem if you're not aware of your own self.
Right. I've been there.
They're going to bring in new addictions to you, new drugs, new people that are going to lure you to do things that they decide to do with you. Are you able to get rid of people that are toxic?
Hell yeah.
What if you have to work with a female artist that's much more attractive than you? Do you know how to not show jealousy and smile, even if she spits in your face in a dressing room?
Yeah.
And her name is Carly B. Are you able to handle her if she spits in your face and call you a white trash? Mm-hmm. But you still gotta smile when the camera's on and act like nothing happened. You can do that?
I'm good at that. Yeah.
Without hitting her?
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't have an issue with anger like that. That's not how you win anything.
Okay, you're getting nominated for music awards. And Taylor Swift is also nominated for the same award for Musician of the Year. And you're also nominated. And give it to Taylor Swift other than you. Are you upset or nah?
No, because I made it that far.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another scenario. You get a reward, and another artist decides to interrupt your conversation while you're getting your award. What do you do?
I guess it depends, because in a way, you wanna stand up for, this is my award. Excuse me, I was talking. You know, but very, I guess it depends on who it is, right? Because if it's somebody who has a higher clout or whatever, the game is to just let them talk, and then they're gonna look like an idiot for interrupting me.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna play innocent white girl, or would you like to be angel face and really speak your vocal chakra and say, "Look, I'm not here to play with y'all. I did what I did. This is my creativity. Don't come in between it." When those moments happen, don't play the same game that any other white girl plays. Be angel face. Mm-hmm. Show your power. The reason why I asked you to do that is because when you become an artist, if you do the same shit that another artist does, they can control you.
Right.
Those events already play out. The moment you sign that contract, those events are made for you to play out. The only thing that you have control of is what you do.
Right.
So if you allow them to put you in a game where they can predict, oh, what is Angel Face going to do? Then they become completely controlled over every single action you have.
True. And usually I'll let it happen for a little bit, but I usually catch on. And then when I know that I have the backing that I need and that it's okay, then I'm able to step up. You know what I mean?
They bring in a very attractive Caucasian producer, and he wants to be your manager. He likes you. He's a good man, but he happens to be married. And you're attracted to him, too. What do you do?
Don't do anything. I don't do anything. I just let it be. I say, you know what? If you serious, then, you know, we'll give it, you break up with her, give it a year, and then see how it goes.
I want you to always remember, when a man is attracted to you, if he's not willing to make the proper changes to respect you as a woman, then he's not worth it. Being a secret, that's not something that helps you in the long run. Because what happens is you'll start wanting more and more, and then he becomes, you know, disrespectful towards you because he thought that you accepted that from the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not in when you haven't initiated exactly what you wanted to go as from the beginning.
Right. I try to make sure everything's lined out, because it's natural that anyone of a different sex that you're going to work with would be, you know, attracted. So I find out where they're at, and I find out even if it's worth investing anything further with that. And if we both know, this is what I want, that's what you want, it's totally different, then we don't need to go that route.
Another rapper, a male African-American rapper, very popular, very well known, invites you to his house. He decides to, during a party. What do you do?
He decides to do what?
He decides to touch you during a party. What do you do? This is a one of the most famous rappers that are out, and he invites you to a party.
I push his hand away and fucking stand up and say, hey, this ain't going down.
Do you leave with him, or do you leave by yourself? Do you leave with your people?
Did I go to the party with him or no?
Right. So when you, as a star, never go to another star's home without a bodyguard of your own. Right. At least three. You need one to watch who's coming in, one that stays with you, and one that guards you. And always, and I'm talking about, he's kind of like, he's the one that kind of follows you. And then there's one that kind of is like in there navigating to see what's going on that you can't see. Then there's one that stays in the front that knows who's coming into that location.
Right.
So as a celebrity, never go to another celebrity's home without at least three bodyguards. I know it sounds weird, but if you make it that far, that's what you need.
Definitely.
Okay, next question I have for you. This is the last question.
Okay.
If your song makes it number one and a person tells you, oh, that song really wasn't all that good, and I don't really like her music anyway, what is your response to people that don't like your music? What do you have to say to them?
Well, there's two sides to that story. The first is, I really don't care what you think. It proves the song was good. It made it to the... and everybody else thinks it's good, so you being a hater doesn't affect my pay or anything about, you know, that. And the second thing is I do respect other people's opinions. But I also know that you're never going to be able to please everyone. So you just have to love what you do and love where you go. And the more fame you get, the more hate
you get. I'm going to give you a little bit of Illuminati insight. Okay, I'm gonna give you a little bit of help. When you hear a hater, and you're gonna hear a lot of them when you get up there, you listen to what they're saying because you want to see what you can fine tune Because sometimes mm-hmm. your hater tells exactly where you need to perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sounds weird, but they kind of tell you things so you'll be able to perfect that or kind of hide that particular flaw.
Right. Right, which is why I said I was open to
it. So it's not smart to look at haters as just, oh, that's a troll. Always look to see who's the enemy, what type of enemy you're dealing with, and what are they saying, and what can you do to change it. I'm not asking you to conform to everything they say. Just observing to learn about yourself. If it's something that you can't learn from, then you can leave it alone, you know.
Right. Yeah, no, I've been through struggles like that where, you know, I've been tested. And there's a thing about me that has a vulnerability to what other people say. So I already look at myself really objectively. And I do understand that, you know, that's their perception of me. So there is a truth to it. But it just matters how important is that truth. And like you said, can I do anything to change it or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put it up here.
So you said that was your last question for me?
Yeah. So we can talk about anything you like. Is there anything that you would like to talk about? Your new album, if anything of that nature? What is it we have in store for your new album? What is exactly? Do you have a single coming out? What's going on?
Yeah. I do new singles every other week. So my next single coming out next week on Friday is Get This Dream. So that one's going to come out next.
Sounds exciting. I like it.
Thank you.
All right. So I want you to have a great night. And I want to shout out to everyone watching. Please go look for Angel Face, you know, she's coming out and she's a new artist and she brings something new to the table, you know, especially for 2021. We're looking forward to new artists coming in. We definitely need it, you know, because we need artists that are bringing in just a new versions of music that can help the music industry find beautiful stars, just as like a Sapphire or an Angel Face. Have a great night, everyone. Good night.
I've been making music since banging pots and pans, living life like a movie, so I teach experience. If you got a free second, don't need to use your hands. Take a listen to my rhythm and spread it to your friends. If you do appreciate your mind, give you an advance. Sign up for my new show, be my number one fan. Angel Face Fan Club.
Who raps? Angel Raps. At angelraps.com.